Good morning, Gary, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thanks again for having us, and good morning, listeners. Well, Rosemary, I know that we've got a very packed radio show ahead of you, so I'll run through the paper very quickly with everybody.
Sounds good.
Our cover story this week, of course, is unfortunately tough times are continuing for the rental market. Now, we're seeing a booming real estate market. That's terrific if you're a seller. Not so good if you're a buyer because the prices are going up.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the real losers in all of this is the rental market, because talking to Kathy Sweeney from Remax at Burpengary, Kathy explains that a lot of the houses that are coming into the market now, particularly for first home buyers, are actually ex-rental or currently rental properties where the owners are sort of going, well, look, it's time to cash out and move into the next phase of their lives.
Mm.
Which is fair enough, but what it means is people are being asked to leave their rental properties, not because they're bad tenants, but simply because their house is going up for sale. But it's not going on to another investor, it's going on to a first home buyer. So suddenly we have a smaller market of rental homes, but a large market of people chasing them. And social media is alive with people just putting out calls saying, can you help? We have to leave in 1 week, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, and we're a family of four. We've got to stay in an area because of schools, or it's close to my job, or we have pets. And it is heartbreaking to hear these things. And Kathy is quite clear. She said investors need the help. They need the houses they can buy. So really, we need state and federal government to come up with a policy to open up more rental homes. Now, whether that's easing the restrictions on builders, creating a bigger land bank that where homes can be built. There could be a number of different scenarios that we need to investigate. But the problem right now is if you're trying to find a rental property in Moreton Bay or Somerset, it's not a good time to be a renter.
No.
Now, unfortunately, staying on the not-so-good news this week, the Woodford Show Society, Tuesday morning, they gave us a call just as we were getting ready to go to press.
Mm.
Unfortunately, they've had to cancel the 2022 show. Now, this is not because of the COVID restrictions, which, of course, have been lifted. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Unfortunately, the flood damage to the Woodford Showgrounds was just too severe. They cannot get everything ready in time. So they said rather than put on a half-baked effort, they would rather cancel this show. But the good news is there's always a silver lining. On Saturday, June 18, there's going to be a limited one-day show at the Woodford Showgrounds where people can still come out. They won't get the full show experience, unfortunately, because of a number of buildings that won't be available for operation. But there will still be a one-day Woodford show, Saturday, June 18. We'll cover that in more detail as they arrive.
It's closer. Good
now,
one.
Now, as I said, moving on to the good news, Rosemary, the vaccine reprieve for local shows. Also on Tuesday, they must have known we were going to press, so they saved all the good news to the very last minute. The Premier announced that, of course, the restrictions on vaccine mandates are being significantly eased. Now, the big winners in this are our local showgrounds. But, of course, cinemas, although unfortunately we've just heard that the BCC is actually closing the Caboolture Cinema, but the big winner, of course, are showgrounds. Now, this means that you no longer will have to show your proof of vaccination to be able to enter our local shows. We've spoken to Marcus Shimble at Caboolture, to Lynn Algendra from Lowood, and also Vern Doyle from Tsugurwa. They're all running their shows, and they have all said the same thing. Best news ever. It gives them time to plan ahead. And there's a couple of them have said the money that was going to have to be spent on security guards, they said they can now put that into making the shows even bigger and even better as we move ahead in 2022.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to that, Gary. Look, before I let you go, just give me the last couple of little bits of information, because we know people can get out there and pick up their paper today, the Sentinel.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump down to the sport pages and Caboolture Central Swimming Club. Now, they've finished their season. They've had some great results through the year, but it's not all done and dusted for everybody yet, because Tyler Patterson, one of our fantastic local swimmers, she's heading off to Adelaide for the Australian Age Swimming Championships. She's taking part in the 50, the 100 and the 200 metre breaststroke and the 200 and 400 individual medleys. Now, that I've tried breaststroke when I was younger, and I don't know if you ever had a crack at it, Rosie.
No, I did. I was pretty good at it too, as well. It was all good.
And that's a tough stroke. So to be entering all those events and the individual medley over 200 and 400 metres, good on you, Tyler.
Good
We're going
to
be cheering you on. Rosemary, thanks very much for having us on 101.5 FM this week. It's fantastic as always. Sentinel News, sentinelnews.com.au, and we look forward to talking to everybody real soon.